Well, here we go. It's episode number 9. Hey, hi, how are you? It's Andy and Andy's Things and Stuff podcast. It's been so much fun. Is this 9 or is this 8? No, it's 9. Yeah, number 9. It's going well already so far. Almost as well as it's going in Pierre right now, the day before the election. I went to go on the Secretary of State's website to go look something up quick before I started recording. I'm recording this the night before Election Day. It's November 7th, 9:05 p.m. And the first thing that shows up on the Secretary of State's website, important, the city of Pierre is experiencing a phone outage. Email us, or you can leave a message, but you can't call us. There's no phones in Pierre. We can send pictures of naked people to the other side of the globe in a nanosecond. I can't call the Secretary of State on Election Day, apparently. Maybe it's been fixed by the time you're listening to this, but anyway. Get the gasoline, the dumpster's ready, we've got the feces in there, and we're throwing in the diesel fuel. We're about ready to get this dumpster fire started. It's Election Day. It's a very important day, as the media will probably call it. It's the most important day in the history of America. And it's not. It's just another election. We have them every 2 years. It's kind of a common occurrence. Anyway, so we'll get to... this is my election special. Election special, because why not? It's topical, right? Election special. If you're on your way to work, if you're listening to this the morning it drops here on November 8th, Election Day, hey, you know, if you're going to vote, or you're going to vote later, or you're not going to vote at all, whatever you're doing, I'm starting off with margarita, and then I'm switching to summer shandy. I'm down to my last 3 shandies. Damn it. Knew it was coming. Hy-Vee still was having summer shandy, like, into October. I was rather pleased. I think maybe they found some or something. I don't know. Anyway, this podcast, as always, brought to you by SiouxFallsShooting.com. Speaking of the Secretary of State's office, that's where you can go and get all the information about pistol permits. And if you navigate around there long enough, you'll find me. I'm one of the instructors who teaches the South Dakota Enhanced Pistol Permit class. Got one coming up this Saturday, November 12th at the Garrettson Sportsman's Club. That's at exit 410, and then you head north 5 miles, and boom, there you are. Everything's indoors in the same building. We'll do the classroom in the lodge with some dead deer and antelope and elk heads on the wall, and it's a nice big space. Don't worry, you don't have to get too close. And then we'll go shoot in their indoor range there, where it's mostly warm. So that's coming up this Saturday if you're interested in getting that pistol permit or renewing the permit. By the way, if you're renewing a permit, you do need a class again. I'm going to do an episode all about pistol permits, because I get these questions all the time, and there's so many, speaking of peer and the legislature, more things they can screw up. Anyway, SiouxFallsShooting.com. Also, Intro to Handgun coming up in December. Got another one of those coming up here. Going to have a bunch of fun stuff here over the winter and the holidays. SiouxFallsShooting.com. Email me if you have questions about anything. All my contact info is there, SiouxFallsShooting.com. Okay. It's election day. It's a very important day. Today is the day we're going to choose whether the governor will be someone who's got swollen lips or someone who's just swollen. One way or the other, we're voting for a governor, and we're going to get whoever we get, and someone will throw a fit and whatever. Okay. When it comes to the big ones, you know, what you're voting for, do you ever vote for the person you really want? Like, I have never in my life voted for a person where I'm like, you know what? I am 100% behind this guy or gal. Like, everything they say, yes, I 100%, even if you didn't 100% support, because everybody's going to have, like, a thing here or there that you just don't like, you know? Like, maybe you don't like their foreign policy or their economic plan or the way they do their hair, you know, something. They're going to have something you just don't like. Well, I've never voted for someone who is just like, you know what? I think they'll do a great job. They're gonna be wonderful in that position. No, I've never once voted for anybody like that because I don't think that person has run for office. At least, well, I think they have. There is one, by the way. I'm gonna vote for. I don't care. Like voting's not secret. I don't care what you think of me based on my voting. Like, you could probably figure out who I'm and what I'm voting for mostly. But I am gonna. Oh, this is gonna piss my niece off bad. I am for U.S. representative. I was doing some scrolling through the ballot today, and was looking at, you know, because you never see ads for the libertarians or the third party candidates. You just never see it. Well, there's a whole bunch of libertarian candidates, and I would say I have, you know, I'm a registered independent. Like, I don't choose a team. Like, I could be real right or real left depending on the issue. I don't like joining a club when it comes to what I think. And the guy running against Dusty Johnson, his name's Colin Duprell. From what I can gather off his website, he's a rancher. He's a guy. And for the most part, looking at his website, he's just like, I want government to leave us all the hell alone. And I kind of like that. He's a rancher. He's, you know, a working guy. You know, I looking at the issues that he put up there, it's like, you know, stand up for freedom of speech, bodily autonomy, gun rights, equal rights, the Fourth Amendment, American agriculture, lower taxation, and endless foreign war, or fight against endless foreign war. He wasn't standing up for lower taxation. He was fighting for it. Fight for homelessness, or fight, not fight for homelessness. No. Fight for homelessness. Let's keep everyone homeless. No, that's not what it said. Fight against homelessness, against government overspending. Protect the dollar. Protect the Constitution. Always do what's best for South Dakota. Sure, why not? I'll vote for that guy who won't win. Why not? Because, like, I don't have any... I mean, Dusty... I was waiting in line for a thing, and Dusty Johnson standing there. It was for the COVID shots. I got the first one. I never got one after that. And hopefully my heart doesn't stop. Anyway, Dusty Johnson's there, like helping people find their spot in the line at the COVID testing or the COVID vaccine, whatever. And I was just like, what the hell are you doing here? I so badly wanted to just go, what are you doing here? You're volunteering? Really? Okay. For what? So you can be on TV when the camera comes down and go, look at all the people. It was early on in the poking, and yeah. Anyway, I don't really have anything against Dusty Johnson other than he's a politician. So, and I don't get that vibe from the other guy. Even though I literally just heard of him today, I'm going to vote for him. So, and I don't think that's a bad plan. Yeah, so you got Jamie Smith, Kristi Noem, and someone named Tracy Quint running as Libertarian. Don't know anything about them. I'm just looking over the ballot. It's going to be a tight race for Attorney General. It's going to come down to Marty Jackley or Marty Jackley. You can vote for one or leave it blank. Either way, he's going to be the next Attorney General. Hopefully, he doesn't run anyone over with his car. Secretary of State, there's people running there. Well, you know, when it comes to the people that are running for office, especially the local politicians, like, you know, the you know, district... 37 House candidate, blah, 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 whoever you are, whatever you're doing. Okay, here's how I'm voting for these people. Whoever sent me no bullshit flyers, sent me no text messages, I'll vote for you. I'm going to look at your website just to make sure you're not advocating for COVID testing before you have sex with your spouse on a Sunday before 2 p.m. Outside of that, I'll vote for you. Okay. If you sent me shit, I'm not voting for you. I'm not. And if everybody, like for state representative on my ballot, there's four people. I got stuff from all of them. No, I'm leaving it blank. I'm leaving it blank. What else are you supposed to know about them? I go on websites and look at stuff, but I'm so, I mean, those cards are so depressing. Like, when the only mail I get is those things. Like, can I get a bill, please? Will the IRS send me something, please? I'm tired of this crap. Anything else? anything. Can you imagine, you know, if you were kind of a slob and then the holiday season rolls around and you haven't really cleaned up all those political mailers from the previous month when everybody starts sending out their Christmas cards and you have way more political mailers than you do Christmas cards coming from people. That would suck. Like, I was popular a little while ago. It's sort of like likes on Instagram or Facebook. You know, it's like, oh, fill me with your likes, like getting mail. Like, oh, look at all this mail I'm getting. I'm so popular. Look at these people all sending me stuff. And it's literally just so that you can vote for them. Anyway. So, yeah, there's people who are running for things. And I don't really, I don't know why you would want any of these jobs. Like, I don't like running for office, especially like a state legislator. I mean, they're basically intended for rich or retired or both people. You know, it's not a gig that the average person can do. Well, I'm just a rancher. Yeah, you own like $8 million worth of land, okay? Like, don't tell me you're a regular guy. You're not, okay? That's not a regular. You may work hard for a living, but when you're in peer, you're not. Plus, I have a lot of relatives who are farmers. You know when they don't work? The same time the legislative session is going on. Except for my brother-in-law, Tim, because he's a hog farmer, so he's working all year. Let's see. Moving on. Oh, the ballot questions. They're a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun. Oh, one more thing on the local politicians. There was one guy. Speaking of how to choose who not to vote for, because that's what you're really doing. You're picking the least shitty option to vote for. Like I said earlier, it's very rare you're going to pick someone that, yeah, I just really like Joe Zorch. He seems like the guy. There was a guy who's running for, I don't remember who it was. He left a flyer inside the screen door or the storm door. Screen door? Storm door? The outside door that doesn't latch or have a lock in front of the door that does have one. So he leaves a note, or he writes a little thing on there, sorry I missed you, and he signed it. And it had his stuff. And I'm like, really? You came to our door? This is 2022. You don't just show up at people's doors unannounced without calling or texting first. You don't even go to a friend's house unannounced. That's rude. It's unbelievable. I don't even show up without texting or calling my parents first. You just don't do that these days. You text someone before you show up. If they're showing up unannounced, you just don't vote for these people. Just don't. Anyway, I got distracted. It sounded like someone was trying to come in my little room down here. I'm not in my family room. Since I'm solo, I'm like at my desk, which I just cleaned. It's very nice. Very, very nice. By the way, SiouxFallsShooting.com. Sign up for a shooting class. You will have fun. And I will be sober. Which I still am mostly now. I'm just into my margarita and I just popped the summer shandy for the sound effect at the beginning. Okay, so there's local politicians. The ballot questions. Oh, do we have ballot questions? They're just all over the place. So Constitutional Amendment D. It's an initiated amendment to the South Dakota Constitution expanding Medicaid eligibility. So I'm just reading this off the ballot, okay? Medicaid is a program funded by the state and the federal government to provide medical coverage for low-income people who are in certain designated categories. This constitutional amendment expands Medicaid eligibility in South Dakota. It requires the state to provide Medicaid benefits to any person over age 18 and under 65 whose income is at or below 133% of the federal poverty level plus 5% of the federal poverty. What the hell does that mean? Because inflation, like, have to do as a percentage because, well, I made $100,000 this year, but next year that's going to be worth like $30,000, so it won't really mean anything. I did not make that much this year, by the way. So, yeah. So it could expand coverage to 42,500 individuals. For the first 5 years under current federal law, the state's share of expenditures would be $166 million. with the state recognizing additional general fund saving $162 million. I don't understand this. And when I don't understand, I'm just going to go with, like, let's stick with status quo. I don't know the good or the bad. I read a whole bunch of stuff and I'm just like, I don't know. But since I'm generally like, let's go with like less government, then I'm going to go with that. So I guess I'm going to be a no on that one. If you're a yes, it's fine. Like, I have no hard feelings. And if you're mad at me over that, like, okay. Initiated Measure 27. That's the weed amendment. We want to get high for fun in South Dakota. We already voted for it once. And then Governor Kristi Noem and her big puffy lips decided, well, I can't just block it. So I'm going to tell a highway patrolman. Was that who it was? Or was it a sheriff? I can't remember. I think. Anyway, she egged some dude on to like file a lawsuit that it was unconstitutional because it dealt with more than one issue. Even though the one issue was like legal recreational marijuana, obviously that entails a number of things underneath. I'm guessing they probably ironed those things out so that it will pass muster with the one topic, whatever thing. I'm going to vote in favor of this because, yeah, why not? It's alcohol's legal. It's not exactly opioids, folks. It's not. It just isn't. No matter how bad people want to say it is, it's just not the same as shooting fentanyl or doing meth. Go ahead, get high. I'm good with it. If it doesn't pass, I'm not going to be butthurt about it. But at least whatever the vote is this time, like, let it stand. Jeez, just don't. That was rather irritating the last time. There are like, you can vote for judges, I guess, too. I forgot about that. Most of them are running against no one, except for the two names you've actually seen signs for, Doug Barnett and Eric Johnson. Everyone else is just the only one. Do you run for judge? Like, because that's kind of a tall order to, because you have to be a lawyer to be a judge, right? Or can I be a judge? Can I run for, because I think I can run for sheriff. I don't think I'd win, but I think I can run for sheriff, even though I'm not like actually a certified law enforcement officer. But I think I could still run. Like, I know you can run for to be the coroner in a town or whatever if you want. It's, which is not the same as the medical examiner. The coroner is just like the person in charge of the office of dead people. And I don't know if that's a position you run for in Sioux Falls or not. Speaking of Sioux Falls, okay, ballot questions. Finally, we get to the slaughterhouse ordinance. Okay, things like the slaughterhouse, or I need some more. Hold on. Okay, here in Sioux Falls, living in Sioux Falls, stuff like the slaughterhouse ordinance is why the rest of the state fucking hates us. Okay, it is. This is the kind of stuff that pisses people off in Watertown and Mitchell and Aberdeen and Rapid City. They're like, oh, look at the snotty ass Sioux Falls people who don't want the slaughterhouse in their town, bringing in a shitload of jobs, a bunch of economic development. No, it's not even going to be like in the middle of town. It's not like we're dropping it in the middle of Yankton Trail Park. It's going to be next to the water reclamation plant. That's where it's going to go. Okay. The reason the rest of the state hates Sioux Falls is there's a kind of person in Sioux Falls who is so obsessed with things being neat and pretty and smelling nice that it ends up coming off like you're just completely ungrateful and live in La La Land where things in the real world aren't real and you don't have to put up with them. So the new slaughterhouse, will it stink? Probably. But it's, like I said, it's going to be right next to the water reclamation plant. The water reclamation plant is the facility that processes the shit of people who think theirs doesn't stink. And it's already going to do more to stink up the town than the slaughterhouse ever would. Okay? Like the smell when you go by Sioux City now, if you smell the smell in Sioux City, as much fun as it is to make fun of Sioux City, and it is a good time, there's nothing more fun than mocking a Sioux Cityan in front of a Sioux Cityan. Is that the term?
We built Sioux City. We built Sioux City on
Rock and roll didn't exist when Sioux City was founded, okay? That's really dumb. Why did you do that? It was a horrible video. It's on YouTube. You can find it. Okay. So the slaughterhouse ordinance. If you vote yes, that will keep it from being inside city limits, which on face value seems like, oh, that's great because Morels or Smithfield, whatever. It smells really bad. Yeah. Yeah, it does. But it's been there for like 100 years, so it's kind of hard to move it, you know. And there's other things in town that smell too. But here's the thing. If someone was going to put in a local free-range organic slaughterhouse and move it into the old Spezia, where everyone there has a beard and a nose ring, and the only thing they're slaughtering there are urban chickens and bees. Oh, wait, no, we can't slaughter the bees. We just make honey there. Okay. It would be fine. No one would care. It's fine. It's free range and it's organic. It's fine. Okay. And it's in the old Spezia in a really trendy strip mall. Okay. It's fine. All right. Anyway, it is the reason the rest of the state hates us. This sort of, you know, super, it's like people who plant grass in the street. I drive down a street and I see a guy mowing the grass in the street. It isn't the mowing. Like, boulevards are a thing. But the thing is, they put in this such a small strip. Like, in Beersford, there are a couple of sections of boulevard, okay, where it's like the old school boulevard, where there's this, like, sizable green space between, you know, the opposing lanes of traffic. But, like, in Beersford, it's a good, I don't know how far it is on 3rd Street. It's probably, it's a good somewhere between 7 and 10 yards wide. I mean, it's substantial. It's not little tiny, but in Sioux Falls, when we put in boulevards, and I'm not talking about like in the old McKinnon Park area where they were, you know, I think they're actually kind of small there. But anyway, it'll be like new construction, 57th Street. And we have like 4 feet of grass wide for a half mile. And we put in sprinklers. We're going to water the grass in the street. It gets covered with salt all winter. And then the guy on the riding mower has to try and figure out how to balance this thing on the heavily crowned grass. The grass in the streets really bothers me. It just does. Anyway, things like the slaughterhouse ordinance is why the rest of South Dakota hates us. And if you don't think the rest of the state hates us, you're wrong. They do. They just do. Okay? I lived in Rapid City. When I lived there, I hated Sioux Falls too. It's just, you get a chip on your shoulder for the big kid. It's the biggest state. It's all the money's in Sioux Falls. It just happens, okay? I just witnessed a thread of a friend of mine from Watertown who was in Sioux Falls over the weekend. And was just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever that I had. What did he say? I can't decide what I hate more, people or Sioux Falls. And as soon as he said it, knowing where he lives, I was like, he lives in Watertown. I don't know if he'll listen to this, but if he does, he'll know who he is. Or maybe some people will know who he is. As soon as he said it, I knew exactly what he was talking about. Like, yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. It's sort of the same reason why I didn't, you know, go downtown for 10 years. I still, like, my wife and I went out downtown when I quit my day job and celebrated. And it was like, oh, wow, this is kind of neat. And I'm like, yeah, I did that once. Anyway, so yeah, so there you go. I think I hit everything I was gonna hit on. I had notes. I think I hit on pretty much everything. Yeah, it's the election special, the most special election in the history of election special elections, because they're special. Yeah. All right. Well, since I'm not on the radio working for a company that would advocate such things, I'm just going to say, vote if you want to. I will vote for most things. You local politicians running for state office, I'm not voting for most of you because you sent me more shit in my mailbox than anyone should have the right to. You should be limited to the number of things you can send out. Can we do that? Can we have a ballot issue that says you are limited to one mailer per election, period? You can have one for the primary, you can have one for the general, and that's it. It would save them money, too. But then what would they spend all their money on? I don't know. Maybe they could advertise on a podcast. I'd take their money. Hell yeah. Equal time my ass. Honestly, here's the funny thing. Like, we were always like, when I worked in radio, we were always sort of discouraged from, well, I won't say discouraged is the right word. It was sort of, I don't know. I didn't want to have politicians on because I didn't want to deal with like the equal time thing. And then like I was halfway through my career and I realized that that really wasn't even really a thing. Like I would do it just out of fairness anyway. But like I remember way back in the day, Tom Daschle, when he actually lost to John Thune back in the day, he was in the station all the time. And like I was contacting John Thune's people like, hey, if Mr. Thune would like to get some time. I don't think I was on the morning show at the time, but I was like, hey, if he would like some time, you know, we can get happy to have him on. And crickets, like didn't want anything to do with it. So I guess it wasn't his loss because Daschle lost that election. Anyway. So, hey, thanks for listening. It's been cool to hear people say, hey, I listen to your podcast and you know what? It's pretty good. And I'm like, have you ever heard me when I was on the radio back in the day? No, not really. And these will be friends of mine who will say that. I mean, I've gotten a couple of emails too, just saying in Facebook messages and things here and there, just saying, you know what? I've been listening. I dig it. Thank you. Yeah, podcasts are dope. I love podcasts. I listen to a fair number. And there's even podcasts that I really, really like. And then all of a sudden there's a snoozer of an episode. And I'm just like, bye. Like Meat Eater is the best example of that. Like they'll have like a really cool, yeah, here's what it's like for all our wives when we get home from a hunting trip. And, you know, and I was fascinated by that episode, you know, hearing from the wives. And then the next episode is like with an archaeologist who found arrowheads and I'm bored before they start talking. It's just awful. Like, no, I want to hear about getting gored in the ass by an elk or something. Come on. Give me a story. Don't. Gah. Anyway. But yeah, thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm getting to the rambly point now and that margarita's kicking in and now I'm well into the shandy. And vote if you want to. Thank you so much for listening. SiouxFallsShooting.com for all your shooting class needs. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.